This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden has a lot of problems ahead. Boy, I would not want to be him. First of all, he's old. And at his age, he's now beginning to age in dog years. The demented fool is so feeble and so insane, he keeps piling on his own problems. And the problem with that is his functional ability diminishes daily. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hope you go there and check out what we do daily. And more importantly, tell somebody about the show and download the show every day. If my audience that listens to this show goes and downloads it, and I hope you do it on the podcast. I mean, some of you are obviously in terrestrial markets, but I hope you go and say, well, I didn't get everything I needed. Then you download it and you listen again. And more importantly, if you listen to it, understand, you can tell people to go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, listen. There's a button on there that says listen. Have them go and become partners with us and download the show every single day. When I get to 20,000 downloads a day, this staff is going to be smiling. I mean, you'd think we hit the lotto. It's not that many, considering the number of people who know my work and love it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. You can watch Biden fail daily. All you got to do is watch him. Just look at a press conference. Look at how he looks. Look at his demeanor. Look at how he walks. They don't want you to see anything about this guy that shows a lack of confidence, a lack of bodily function. You know this clown has an intravenous something pumping some Red Bull into him, and he's got a spine straightener. You know, I mean, I don't know what they're doing to this dude, but and it isn't helping, by the way. But they're doing everything they can to make him appear better than what he is. He's got the earpiece, somebody whispering in his ear. They got camera angles to, you know, what? Who knows? I mean, this is Hollywood like a mug to keep this guy looking presidential. And no matter what they do, I know this, approximately 80 million people know him for what he is. A moron and an idiot. And I say that not, look, it almost sounds broken record because we say it all the time. I just want to remind you that clinically, Joe Biden is a moron. Now, don't get me to talk about him from a personal perspective, the fact that he's a womanizer, the fact that he's a cheat, a tax cheat. He has a son that he's been trying to, forget the $500,000 he owes in legitimate taxes that he hid. What about the illegitimate money, the stuff that Hunter has been giving him running the family business? They got a lot of problems ahead of them, the Democrats do. But going back to his feebleness, he was asked whether he had discussed the Virginia governor's race on the phone. I don't know. I don't know. And don't even get me going back to Afghanistan, where he had a conversation with the president of that country, and he said, look, don't tell people. He's of enough sound mind to know when he's in political trouble, doesn't he? When he makes the mumble, I better shut up, I was told I shouldn't speak, I can't speak about this or that. I know I'm bouncing around a bit and making you guys keep up, but hey, that's the nature of our radio show. It isn't like other shows. So, Democrats have this mountain of impending problems. Products for Christmas, supply chain disruptions, Hunter Biden explosions potentially. But here's one of the biggest problems they have. They need the economy to boom because they don't want to keep this fear going forward. They've got massive inflation. Oh, the paychecks are rising. Whatever. The paychecks aren't keeping pace anywhere close to the inflation. I'll talk about that in just a bit. But anyway, the Democrats need the economy to boom. But they got to scare people about the Wu flu. But you can't keep scaring people about the Wu flu, particularly businesses, if you want the economy to boom. How do you balance that? See, this is what I love about leftism. It's always fighting itself. And the only way that people don't realize that it's fighting itself are when the media or somebody convinces you that it's all good. See, Psaki says those high prices are good for the economy. This is what people are dealing with. It's okay. These prices being high, the people are okay with that. They don't remember what happened 2-3 years ago. They're okay with gas going to $5-6 a gallon. They're okay with hamburger costing what steak used to cost 2 years ago. No problem. That's the sign of a robust economy. Buttigieg says, no. The reason why they're going out and they're spending more is because we gave them more money. We gave them tax breaks, and they're enjoying this newfound booty that Joe Biden gave them. And let me tell you what, if they ever go out of D.C. and they start talking to these folks and they're going, man, my food is not getting anywhere close to what it used to, et cetera, they're going to have a tough time selling it. Gas prices soaring. Average gas price June of 2020 was $2.21. Under Biden, it's $3.07. And this is what Jim Jordan said. You forgot to mention that gas prices are the same now as they were in 2018, White House press secretary fired back. Or that this time last year, unemployment was 11.1%. Today, it's 5.8%. Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe, but here's what Psaki's not mentioning to you. That was artificial. That was what the Democrats did in order to get rid of Trump. They don't want to give you the what he did to the economy that ushered in what Joe Biden should have taken advantage of in being an amazing economy. They don't want to tell you that. $3.5 trillion. Dollar budget reconciliation bill is being fought. Why? Because people are recognizing, you know what? We're getting nothing for our money. There's not enough oil and gas supply to meet demand due to a combination of factors. And you want to know what those factors are? Biden's decision to cut leases for oil and gas. Natural gas now, I was talking to a supplier, he goes, it costs more than coal. They're firing up coal again because natural gas, a byproduct of drilling for oil, is no longer the cheapest way to go. The cleanest form of, quote, dirty energy, and we can't get enough of it. Costs more. Supply and demand. Democrats make their bed. Let's make them sleep in it, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Colin Powell died yesterday. Just another distraction that Team Demento will take advantage of, because we now will have to hear how great of a general Colin Powell was. How great of a man he was. And look, I have nothing against Powell from a family perspective and all that. I'll respect him. But what a disappointment this guy. He couldn't wear Schwarzkopf's jockstrap. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I know, you know, people, well, Kevin, you talk bad about McCain or whatever. You talk bad about people who politically differ from. No, it has nothing to do with that. McCain was just not a good soldier. He wasn't a good military man. He rode on his daddy's coattails. His dad was an admiral. And he got special treatment. He got white privilege. Colin Powell got half white privilege. Yeah. He was affirmative action president. I mean, joint chief or whatever. But the people that you talk to in the military that know Powell said, man, he was promoted because he towed the line. He was a very conforming Negro. Just being honest. He is a reminder of things, though. There is good news that comes out of Colin Powell's death. at the age of 84. And that is, Pelosi has a shelf life too. Maxine Waters has a shelf life. All these congressional black circus clowns, all these old school people, these rhinos like Mitch McConnell and others. Guess what, people? It won't be long for them either. Oh, Kevin, you're being mean-spirited and morbid. No, I'm not. Not at all. Look, when I die, there are going to be people dancing on my grave. Oh, I'm so glad you died. Okay, I'm glad, glad, glad. Well, good. I'm not going to care. I don't think any of them, these people will care. But I'm just telling you, if you really want to look at it realistically, a lot of the people that we're talking about right now, a lot of the people that have given us nothing but grief for decades will soon be gone. And with them, their power goes. And if you want AOC to inherit Nancy Pelosi's power, let her go unchecked. But the good news for us, we are checking them. They are checking themselves. People are finally realizing, you know what? These people are idiots. But when Colin Powell went against Donald Trump to vote for Joe Biden, that's all you needed to hear. I mean, come on, Negro. That's all you needed. Part of that Bush, you know, oh, compassionate conservatism, a.k.a. leftist. All of them. I don't have any problem. I mean, Condoleezza Rice is a nice lady. She's a rhino. She's a beautiful lady. She's nice. Accomplished. Colin Powell, accomplished. Good man in many respects. I bet he's a heck of a grandpa, whatever else. But politically, he's a moron. And now he's gone. And I feel for his family and the people that love and respect him. Continue to. I just don't have to be among them. I'm not being mean-spirited. There are going to be people, like I said, that feel the same about me. But there are a lot more of you out there that love me. Because I'm telling you the truth. Look, I get that when we talk about death, people, oh, Kevin, I'm in, you know, like I'm piling on. I'm not. There was a time I had a lot of respect for Colin Powell. I had his presentation on leadership. I used to use elements of it when I would speak to people. I would say, well, Colin Powell made a comment of this. Now, it was a ripoff, you know, it was a ripoff of all the old, you know, philosophers and generals and, you know, military leaders. But he put it together, and it was a very well done presentation. One of my friends gave it from me from the Pentagon. He was like, Kevin, check out this, man. And this was years ago. This was when, during the Bush years. I respected the man. Here's what gets my respect, is when you can see something wrong and you say, regardless of how I personally feel about it, I recognize that's right or that's wrong. That's my respect. Because we're so trained to just go, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be. And these politicians, and especially the generals, we've learned they'll toe the line. That's why when these generals had went against Biden and said, look, we gave him what he should have done in Afghanistan. You know, did you give him advice? I can't tell you what I gave him, but I will say what I do, and I'm consistent with myself. You know, they were talking all around it, but they essentially said, look, we gave the old man our advice. He didn't take it. I respect that. I wonder about these generals in many respects. But I do respect when, you know, I'm talking about politically. I think they're aligned with the left. I don't think our military is really the military we want it to be anymore. But I got to give them credit when they, indirectly said, we told Biden what to do. There is one other point I want to make about Colin Powell's death before we get off the subject completely. And that is, the 84-year-old Colin Powell died from, anybody want to guess? Well, you already know because the story's been circulating, but complications of the COVID vaccine. So let me put it a different way. If Colin Powell hadn't taken the shot, they might have gotten another couple of years out of him. But instead, he took the shot, and he had to go to the hospital, and he died. You can't make it up. I mean, he's 84 years old, so he's susceptible to anything. I mean, that's just the way the body works. It's sad to say, I have lots of friends who are in their 70s and a few in their 80s, and we're all dead men walking. But we all know that any day, things can change for the worse, and that's it. Lights out. And many of us are dying much earlier than that. 84, which has, you know, become not even that big of a deal anymore, because it used to be men lived to be 70, average age of 70. Now it's close to 80. I don't keep up with it. I just pray God gives me the amount of time I need to do what I want to do and accomplish in life and do His will, as they say. And then I hope it's quick. I don't want it to be drawn. I don't want to be in one of these movies that we're going to peel your skin back over your head. No. I'm going to take care of it myself. No, I would never commit suicide. The old saying goes, never say never. But anyway, long story short, he died of COVID complications. Now, they're going to go, oh, well, you know, he's very old. They're going to give you all the excuses. But I'll tell you this, if Donald Trump were in office, they'd be hyping it up. We told you that vaccine was not safe. It never should have gotten FDA approval. And how dare he issue mandates? I mean, can you imagine if Donald Trump had issued mandates and Colin Powell did it and died? Or that lady Jessica Berg took the shot and died? Or any of the other tens of thousands of people who died, what they'd be saying? Oh, my goodness. When we come back, we're going to talk about bigger problems for the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with progressives and moderate Democrats at the White House on Tuesday. The president set to push both of his spending plans. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines believes the Democrats are in disarray over the president's budget bill.
And so we're talking about a fundamental battle here for the future of this country. This is a battle between freedom and socialism. The stakes could not be higher. And we're doing everything we can to ensure that this bill never sees the light of day.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. News, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is ready to solve the nation's supply chain problems. Speaking this morning from the Jacksonville Port Authority, the governor saying, Florida's here, we've got the capacity. DeSantis saying Florida ports stand ready to alleviate the log jams at other ports as they're dealing with shipping bottlenecks. USA Radio News. There are no deaths after a Southeast Texas jet crash.
This is a good day. This is actually a day of celebration for a lot of people.
Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Stephen Woodard saying 21 people, including at least one child, were on board the plane that went down in a field today about a half hour west of Houston. Sergeant Woodard continues by saying there's still plenty of investigating to do.
We're not sure really why it caught on fire. Not sure if it was because it hit the structure, but we are waiting on the FAA, and they're going to be able to give us more information.
According to AAA, the price for a regular gallon of gasoline jumped again Monday. It's now up to $3.34 a gallon. Texas has the nation's least expensive gas with a statewide average of $2.97, while California drivers, to no surprise of many, are shelling out the most at $4.50 a gallon on average. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anybody paying attention knows that Joe Biden deserves a D at best on the economy, and that's being generous. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The economy is really an F, but that didn't stop this one group from giving Biden a B+ on the economy. Let me read this to you. We track six economic indicators to assess the economy as ordinary people experience it. Total employment, manufacturing employment, average hourly earnings, exports, stock prices, and GDP per capita. Biden gets top marks in two of those categories, employment and exports, and high marks in three other categories. The weakest Biden numbers relate to earnings, though those have improved recently. And then they gave us a chart, and they gave us that his overall grade is a B+. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Yeah, so as long as you don't use your common sense and actual observations, then you can maybe believe that story. A B+. Now, I talked earlier about the price of gasoline, and by the way, I'm not trying to rate Biden on some single thing. You know, like, oh, it's gasoline prices, or it's the stock market, or it's this or that. Look at it all. First of all, you could look at it individually and conclude that Joe Biden is a moron. And you'd be right. That's verifiable. But certainly, if you look at it in the collective. So let me just go on and show you what people had to say about Joe Biden after these were comments. Somebody named Patrick said, they're talking about a B+, and he says, from whom? Inflation has more than eaten away wage gains. There are shortages on the shelves. Employment numbers have spectacularly failed to reach expectations the last 2 months, etc. That was one. This is a comment, by the way, from the moment that I saw the article, I went in order. What I'm giving you is in order, these comments. I'm not making it up. I'm not cherry picking them. These were in order. Here was a second one. He pointed out the hypocrisy of Biden's ratings and suggested it's media hype. He said the fact that Mr. Biden earned a high B+ grade is not a surprise to me at all, and I had anticipated that he would do so. Since the beginning of his tenure in January, I've seen two unfavorable articles on him while Trump was being attacked daily. Media outlets and reporters should strive to produce objective, fair, balanced, and accurate content for the people who would make their own decisions. Well, that's my take on it. So what he's saying is, of course, Biden's going to get a B+. You never tell people the truth about what's going on in his economy. Next guy said this, Michael. He says, these ratings don't match America's realities. And here's what he said. Ricky, who wrote the article, trying so very hard to tell us that our eyes and wallets are lying. Inflation, the highest since the 70s. A giant tax on Americans. Terrible jobs numbers, even while the reopening should create enormous jobs numbers. Supply chain backlogs. A resurgent virus. Businesses unable to fill jobs because of generous government payments and the resurgent virus. An emerging energy crisis that will sap Americans' wallets and move inflation even higher. We are re-entering the Carter years. Stagflation, the new watchword on Wall Street. But according to Ricky, nothing to see here. Move along, LOL. You can't make this stuff up. Not me saying it, folks. A commenter. It's amazing how they try to sell you on this stuff, but here's the good news. Nobody's buying it. Bull's comment speaks to the future of using fake stats. This guy's name is Bull. What do I think? The little box asked, I think they need to stop using false data and innuendo. Unless we know the real numbers, we are going nowhere. Then when it hits, depression. The unemployed also stop finger pointing at them. That don't help and is also fake. Adjust off real numbers, man, or nothing is going to help. Denise noted inflation, and particularly her electric bill. She writes, are you kidding me? Yahoo, enough. Go out and see how much prices are. Go to the gas pumps. Quit praising Biden. Even economists are saying, even with the higher wages, Americans are falling behind. My electric company just informed me my electric bill was 95% higher this year than last. I'm a senior citizen living on Social Security. How are seniors supposed to cope? And we got old man winter. He's coming, man. Electric bills are going to soar, and the hardest hit households will be those on fixed incomes who tend to be the poor folks. I'm telling you, folks, Biden, if this continues, he's a one-term usurper. And don't think that Trump's not going to keep the pressure on, because he will. And that's good. I'm glad he's around for that. But let's talk about these heating bills for just a second. Here's what AP wrote. With prices surging worldwide for heating oil, natural gas, and other fuels, the U.S. government says it expects households to see their heating bills jump as much as 54% compared to last winter. Now, Psaki assured us that people don't care. They're not going to compare one thing to the other. They're not going to compare the Trump administration to the Biden administration, the Trump prices of gasoline to the Biden prices of gasoline, the Trump prices of food. Is this woman losing her ever-loving mind? That is what you do, is you compare. We look back on the Reagan years, we go, oh, man, during the Reagan years, woo, things were this much. This was this, that. We still look back fondly on those years. Trump is not even gone. He's still lingering. And he's going to remind you. You remember what the price of gasoline was when I was in office? You remember what the price of food was? What the inflation rate was? What the consumer confidence index was? And on and on and on. Our bond ratings and so on and so forth. Joe Biden. No, look, just so we're clear. Democrats knew that the price of this stuff was going to go up. They knew it. They wanted it. I don't know if you guys recall, when Obama was in office, they said they hope the price of gasoline goes so high it forces fossil fuel, away from fossil fuel into green energy. Obama's team wanted $7 per gallon gasoline to force us to go to green energy. They hope for it. If you think this isn't a ploy, you're wrong. Just look, when Trump was in office, less than a year, 2 years ago, we were an energy independent nation. Had plenty of oil and gas, because, byproduct of drilling for gas, for oil rather, is natural gas. We had reserves. Fracking, we were sapping energy out of places we didn't think we could, and these people fought it at every turn. Fracking, they demonize it. Look at what it does to the land and all this other crap. These people, look at what cities do to the land. You take beautiful forests and you make concrete jungles out of it. Have you ever heard a Democrat complain about deforestation where a city is? I'm bringing up a valid point, probably something you've never considered. These cities, they map out. Look at New York. Look at the amount of growth, shrubbery there is in New York. You got Central Park and you got selected trees. But that city is nothing but a big old concrete jungle. Just energy sucking in every way. Nobody's ever brought it up. Nobody's ever said, boy, look at, you know, how much concrete we put down where there was once were once trees and things like this. You ever argue that against a Democrat? You're so concerned about not cutting down trees in Montana or in California where there's forest fires, but you'll cut them down to build New York. What do you say to that? Let's put out a moratorium for trees. Make sure that the trees stay alive. So Democrats, folks, have a host of problems, and I'm just getting started. You want to go to another? By the way, they give you the stats on these increases. Yeah, let's wait a minute because we're running out of time here. So let me just tell you this. 54% jump. They said nearly half the homes in the U.S. use natural gas for heat. They're going to pay an average of $746 this winter, which is 30% more. Now, I was talking to somebody the other day. He said to me, Kevin, the price of natural gas is such. Oh, he was telling me that they're going to start drilling for mining for coal again because natural gas is so expensive and we're coming into the winter months. See, what I think we should do is we should say, if you live in a state where your governor is all about green energy, you get no coal, you get no natural gas, and you get no oil. You have to rely on the grid. How do you think they'd handle that? Every one of these people that's on fixed incomes are going to watch their electricity, they say, is going to make, it's 41% of the country, it's going to have a 6% increase. Heating oil, 4% of the country is going to see a 43% increase. Sharpest increases are for homes which use propane, which is 5% of the U.S. households. These guys are going to get massive increases because of Biden's policy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hey, Kevin. I'm new to watching and listening to your show, your podcast, and I really like it. My name is Cheryl. At any rate, I was so surprised when I heard you mention Brady, Texas. I used to live in Fredericksburg, Texas, for several years. My parents retired there from San Antonio. That is so cool. Brady is a nice town, Kevin. I'm really impressed with you and have referred you to several of my friends. Hang in there. You've got a great show. I agree with you 100% on everything you say. You are one cool, super sharp dude. I like that. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida now. Moved here 2 years ago. Take care of yourself and keep up the great work. Love your show.
Well, thank you, Miss Cheryl from Jacksonville. And yeah, I like Fredericksburg. It's a great little town near Brady. It's a big city compared to Brady. when we would go to Fredericksburg, which is about halfway between San Antonio and Brady, we'd make that turn on Highway 87, and they had an Admiral Nimitz Center there. I would be like, whoa, we're in a big city, but we were headed to the bigger city. But even when we went to Fredericksburg, it was like, hey, this is cool. We're in Fredericksburg. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Cheryl. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tell other people about the program. We're talking about Joe Biden, supply chain, the economy, a host of other things, and how bad it is. And what it see, it would be different if we knew that our government were working towards real solutions that were going to make us all be like, yeah, woo-hoo-hoo. You know, we're all going to figure this out, and it's all going to be for the betterment of the economy, et cetera. It's not. It's all political. It's all political. It's how much pain can they inflict on you for this or that? What strategy is it around Christmas and things like this? They don't care. They don't care at all. Retailers are going to suffer. Restaurants are already suffering. Look, I wish there were 50 of me. I would put me to work in strategic things. Like I would learn how to run the restaurant. I'd go into the restaurant business. I'd put two of me into the restaurant business so I could learn that business. And this is such an opportunity for so many people, especially young kids. I will venture to tell you, if your son or daughter is 14, one of my friends, their 14-year-old son got a job. He got a job. I thought you had to be 16 to work. They were so desperate. They hired him. I don't know whether they did it under the, you know, it was a McDonald's franchise. I don't know. You want to know how long he lasted? 3 days officially. Ask me how many days he went into work. One. He worked one day and said, I don't want to do it. And the other 2 days, they left him on thinking he'd come in eventually. And he didn't. And they finally let him go. This is the kid. I mean, I'm not trying to slam on the kid, but he needs to be slammed on. My grandmother would have said, boy, you better get up and go to that job. It would have been no forgiveness. You're going, period. When I got my first job, my grandmother was like, go get the job your brother refused. And I went down there to get the job. And the guy goes, it doesn't work that way, Kevin. I can't just hire you because your brother didn't take the job. My brother got a better job. And I said, well, call my grandmother. And old Elmer said, Elmer goes, whatever. And he just brought me on. I was too young to work. But he hired me. I don't know how they get around it. I don't know whether people don't care, as long as nobody checks. But here's my point. Your 13, 14-year-old kid could probably go get a job just because they need him. I'm telling you right now, my youngest son, he's headed for a hard labor camp. He doesn't watch out. Okay, so what else do we have coming up? We have the holiday season, which is now being referred to as Christmas, because the Democrats have to make sure you understand that if you don't get your presents for Christmas, remember the holiday spirit. Remember, this is all about the Lord. They don't want people mad at them. Yes, they're, no, let's not say holiday season. Let's call it Christmas. Christmas is a spirit of love and giving, you know, like they want you to forgive them. They want you, they're trying to tie into your God complex, you know, your God gene. Not your complex. They got the God complex. But what else is going to happen? What happens when people can't get their kids gifts? When the economy continues to tank, when there still are more takers than givers, what's going to happen? Well, I will tell you, if you remember the looting that went on during the time of Michael Brown and all that, or the looting that goes on anytime something happens in this country where people believe they deserve something for nothing, even though the issue that they're looting about has nothing to do with them, well, that's what's going to happen. Walgreens is closing 5 stores in San Francisco. Why? Retail thefts. You've heard me talk about that video where a guy blatantly goes into a Walgreens, empties a shelf, not an entire shelf, but like a whole area of drugs, and takes them and rides a bicycle out the store. And you know what they did? They filmed it. And it was brazen. He didn't have, it wasn't like he may have been in a hoodie, but it wasn't like he was covering up, like he had a hoodie and a face mask or anything like that. Nope. Brazen. Due to ongoing organized retail crime, we have made the difficult decision to close 5 stores across San Francisco, Walgreens announced on Tuesday. Folks, San Francisco, crown jewel of California cities, American cities, iconic. People from all over the world want to go to see the views from San Francisco to understand this amazing city. I left my heart and my wallet and my jacket and my camera in San Francisco. Yeah, so when I was in San Francisco with one of my best friends, Mikey, rest in peace. He's like a brother to me. We went to high school together. So we go every year. And that year, I went to pick up my leather jacket because the Cowboys beat the 49ers. And our deal to see each other was whoever won, you could get your jacket, which is a $400 jacket. You had to fly to the visit your bro to go get it. So when he came to town one time, I had to go shopping for him. Well, anyway, I bought a brand new jacket. And I had, this is before cell phones had all the gadgets, but I had a brand new digital camera and a video camera. And Mike said, hey, Kev, let's stop at this bar. A buddy of mine owns it. Let's get a couple of drinks. You know, it's got a great view of the, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he talked me into it. Took us 20 minutes to find parking. But we did. And you know what we did? We just kept circling the block till somebody left. They finally left. I pulled into the spot. It was almost across from the bar we were going. We could have looked in on the car. We go there, sees his buddy, lets us in. And we're there 20, 30 minutes. Come out to the car. Window smashed. And I put my jacket over top of my bag. Both my cameras gone, video camera and my regular digital camera, and my jacket. And so I was like, you've got to be kidding. So we flagged down a cop. He says, man, I'll be honest with you. He goes, we aren't going to find it. He goes, and that's where he tells me. He goes, well, I go, man, we can't even look. He goes, what are we looking for? A well-dressed bum? You know, I was like, wow. So I went and I filed a report anyway. And the cops go, thanks for filing the report, but that's that. And I never got it back. So I fly to get my jacket, and I lose my jacket and my phone. I mean, my digital camera and my video camera. So, yeah, I left a lot more in San Francisco than my heart. Anyway, going back to this. Organized retail crime continues to be a challenge facing retailers across San Francisco. We're not immune to that, says Walgreens spokesman Phil Caruso. Retail theft across our San Francisco stores has continued to increase in the past months to 5 times our chain average. During this time to help combat the issue, we increased our investments in security measures in stores across the city to 46 times our chain average in an effort to provide a safe environment. I'm completely devastated by the news, they said, says San Francisco Supervisor Asha Safai. Why? The impact on the community. These are stores close to older people. They're in more at-risk neighborhoods. But people need their meds. They need to get their prescriptions filled and things like this. It's a service, in theory. But not according to leftists. It's there for the takings. And you know what? Because this retail season is a little sketchy, watch what other retailers do.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.